you sure you know your lines?
Yes, I'm sure.
And you promise not to stutter when you do this?
Yes, I promise.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, then let's do this tape so we can get out of here. I'll start the music.
It's time for our favorite tenser ten.
Oops. Oh, God. You are absolutely hopeless. What the hell is the matter with you?
All right. So I made one little mistake. Is that any reason to bite my head off?
Your stupid errors cost me a fortune in recording tape and editing afterward.
Well, you can always go back and erase the screw-up's plier face.
Listen, you line card. Every single time we do a tape, you always flub your lines and there's no excuse for it.
Maybe I wouldn't flub my lines if you'd pay me for doing them.
Yeah, I'll pay you the same amount you pay me for doing your dumb fluke tapes with your changes, changes.
Shut up, Stu! So don't do my tapes anymore. That won't be any loss to me.
Or to me!
And I won't do your schlocky fun phone tapes either. You can have Oscar Molloy take over for me.
Oh, gee, that's a lot of consolation. That's like expecting Raquel Welch and getting Mitzi McCall.
Go ahead and answer your phone. I'll get my things and get the hell out of here.
Hello? Yes, this is he. You're who? Helene Hoopla? With the Phone Industry's Journal magazine? Uh-huh. Uh-huh, sure. Yeah, you bet. See you tomorrow. Right, bye.
Who was that?
For your information, that was a writer from the Phone Industry's Journal. She's coming here tomorrow to interview me and sit in on a fun phone recording session. And then she's going to give my line a write-up in her magazine.
Big deal. I just hope you can find someone to do your recording with because I quit.
Good. Who needs you? Get out.
Goodbye.
That's goodbye, ass breath. So who cares? I can find a dozen people to record with me tomorrow. I'll get on the phone right now. I'll show him. Yeah. You sure you can't make it tomorrow, Bane, huh? Look, like I said, there's going to be a magazine reporter here, and you'll get written up in the Phone Industry's Journal. What? What do you mean you never heard of that magazine? What? Bane, it's a national magazine, and you'll be... Hello? Hello? Oh, boy, well, here goes my last call. Oh, I can't do this. Hello, Molloy. Can you come over here tomorrow and be on a recording with... What? Why am I asking you to be on a tape? Well, because I've asked 8 other people and they all said no. What? What do you mean you won't play 8th fiddle to anybody? What do you mean I'm crazy, Molloy? You've got... Hello? Hello? Oh, swell. Now what do I do? Wait a minute. I've got it. I'll call my boss's kid. Herman will do it. That dumb kid will do anything for a bag of sunflower seeds. Oh, Stuart, you're a genius.
Listen, Shorty, I can't act. What the hell am I supposed to do?
Look, Ignatz, all you have to do is read off this paper here. But you've got to try to sound like Fluke. That magazine reporter thinks she'll be doing a story on me and Fluke.
So why don't you have Fluke do the stupid tape? This is a terrible joke.
Look, Dexedrine, don't worry about the content of the joke. Let's just make a good impression on this broad so we'll get a good write-up. First of all, Fluke has sort of a disc jockey voice. Can you sound like a disc jockey?
Well, Frau Grubin out of sight, I can see we're going places tonight.
Oh, boy. Well, that'll have to do. Look, just read over all your lines like that, okay?
You're going to have to owe me 3 bags of sunflower seeds for that. It's a pain in the ass for my voice.
In the ass, huh? If that's where your voice is, now I know where your brains are.
You want me to flatten you, shrimp?
No, that's okay. Just cool it. There she is. Now sit out and try to act normal.
Stu Fun Fun? Helene Hoopla, Phone Industries Journal. Let's not dawdle. I've only got 1 hour. You go right ahead and start recording. Pretend like I'm not even in the room.
Okay, but by the way, this is my co-partner, Fluke.
Wow, green, out of sight. I can see we're going places tonight.
He's a little nervous. Well, Fluke, shall we begin? Say, Fluke, do you know why a chicken crosses the road?
Wow, green, out of sight. I can see we're going places tonight.
I can't get mad. I've got to hold my temper. Look, Herman, I mean Fluke. Let's take it from the top again. And this time, will you read the line that I wrote for you, please?
You told me to sound like a disc jockey.
Will you shut up? She can hear you. That's right. You've got to sound like Fluke.
Well, the only thing I can say like a disc jockey is far out, Grivian.
I know the rest of that. Will you stop playing games and read the lines I wrote for you? Okay, we'll take it from the top. Ready? Say, Fluke, do you know why a chicken crosses the road?
Say, Fluke, do you know why a chicken crosses the road?
Fluke, that's my line you're reading.
Well, I can't tell which is which. It's all run together.
Are you talking that stupid DJ voice? And read the line with some feeling, huh? She'll start to suspect things.
No, this is dumb. I can't be something I'm not. Hey, lady, I'm not Fluke. I'm his boss's kid, Herman.
What's this?
You goddamn 6-foot asshole, I'll kick your head in!
I'd like to see you try it, you little dwarf.
Take that back, you goon face!
Make me Billy Barry.
Goddamn you!
Oh. And I'll teach you, small stuff.
Oh.
Well, I think I have all I need for my story. Good day, boys.
Wait a minute, lady, wait a minute. Wait. Oh. Get out of my way, Herman! I gotta stop her!
Not until you apologize, little man.
Get out of my way!
No.
Move your ass! Move it!
Are you yelling at me?
Yeah!
That's what I thought.
Ah! Ow! 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 Ow!
This place is like a circus. What a story I'll have. Bye.
Wait, lady!
Answer your phone, Dunn.
Lady, wait!
Answer your phone, Dunn.
Lady!
Answer your phone or I'll bash your head in again.
Hello? Yes, this is he.
What? What? Who are you again? Yes. Yes, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, next week we'll be fine. Yes, goodbye.
Was it?
Lady! Lady, would you mind coming over here and removing your hat and veil, please? Lady, where'd she go, Herman?
She went out the door while you were on the phone.
Look at Evelyn, just what I thought. What a mean trick.
Oh, Stu, you were great. Especially when you were trying to get Herman to sound like me. Wait until I tell Jeffy that a 14-year-old can beat you up.
He's 15 and I don't think you're funny.
But we couldn't resist.
How'd you find out it was Evelyn?
Well, it wasn't hard. The real Helene Hoopla called and said she couldn't make it today.
Well, I hope this has taught you a lesson, Stu.
No.
You shouldn't lose your temper at your best friend.
Yeah. What do you mean? I had a perfectly good reason for yelling at you. Besides, I found someone else to record tapes with me.
Oh, sure.
Get fair. Groovy. Any sight.
Ha, ha, ha.
Stu, all you have to say is you're sorry, and I'll come record tapes for you again.
Well...
Go on, Stu. He's been miserable the past day because he feels like he's lost his best friend.
Shut up, Evelyn. I have not.
Oh, no? Then why is it every time you talk, it's always Stuart? Stuart this, Stuart that. Stuart.
Evelyn, will you shut up?
Look, I've got an idea. I'll count to three, and Fluke, you say you're sorry to Stu, and Stu, you say you're sorry to Fluke. Ready? One, two... Great.
I'm sorry, Stu.
There now, you see? That wasn't so bad, was it?
She's right. Fluke, I'll try to hold my temper from now on.
And I'll try to get my tongue fixed.
Okay, Fluke, you ready to start?
Ready.
There's no use pretending for the magazine reporter when she comes. If I feel like yelling, I'll yell. She'll probably think I'm more human if I yell anyway.
Yeah, and if I feel like flubbing a line, I will.
Yeah, well... What do you mean, if you feel like flubbing a line, you will? You mean you're blowing your lines on purpose?
No, I didn't mean that. I was just joking.
Because if you are, I'll knock your head in.
Is that so? I'd like to see you try.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll...
Well, if it isn't Miss Hoopla from the magazine. Come right in and make yourself at home.
Knock it off, Stu.
Yeah, we'll continue this argument after she leaves. Well, Fluke, shall we begin?
Yes, let us begin. She's going to think we're both deaf or something.
Like Brunet.
Yeah, she's bald. It's time for our favorite Let me try that again, Stu. Keep the music going. It's time for our It's time for our favorite entrance, discombobulation.